Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Knight of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
They look like bugs.
just answer his questions.
Well, Talus was just, he was just here. I was talking to him at the, he and I hang out sometimes
So Talus was just here, or he was here
a
few days ago?
A couple of days ago. We hang out sometimes, the Ghostly Minstrel. I usually go there at night. It's cool to hang around with the Delvers.
Well, yeah. Is that where you met this brotherhood?
I heard about them around there. They mostly don't go there. They got other places to go.
True.
But Callus and I would hang out there sometimes, and I brought Annika there once.
Annika?
Yeah.
Is Annika somebody special in your life, I take it? Or?
You made a bonus roll.
Oh, yeah, that's not even helpful, no.
10!
I got a 16.
Well, I'd like to think so, yeah. Annika is... She's really pretty. She and a couple of guys are members of the Brotherhood. I met them and I've been talking to them and they're gonna make me a member.
Well, it always feels good to belong to something bigger than you are.
I think they're pretty cool. I mean, they're.
What do you know about them?
Well.
If you don't mind me asking, did Annika give you that ring?
Oh, this is for new members. This is how you know you're going to be joining.
When I look at the ring, do I recognize what it is?
Make an intelligence roll.
God damn it, why is my intelligence so low?
Because you're a fighter, not a lover. I mean, yeah.
Nah, I only got a 7.
What is that? I can't read it.
You rolled a 19.
You're outside.
Not my owl's inside.
Make an intelligence roll.
My intelligence... That's a 20-something. Because I rolled a 19, it's 23.
Anyone who got better than a 17? Anybody who got better than a 12, I take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Remembers that you have seen this symbol before. You have seen it scrawled in blood and other bodily fluids.
He wants to plug directly into the cable.
He wants to connect to the internet. House.
Oh, don't leave it out like that.
And if you have looked at the cult book, it, I believe, is also in the cult book.
I have the cult book, so... I'm not going to look it up right in front of him, though.
Like, hang on!
Well, but if you remember, you can go ahead and look at the entry in the cult book, that's fine.
Did you get a 12?
No. So I have no idea. I'm like, huh?
And so
your owl will hack up some sort of dead animal in front of the
cat.
And it's apparently the cat. So you're supposed to meet with my brother tonight?
Well,
you're all wet.
Kalos was never really interested in the other stuff that I did, but I mean,
He's been through quite a bit lately. So.
Yeah,
I mentioned the Brotherhood and how they're cool. They're really they care about freedom and change, and they're not afraid to make trouble, you know, to get that to happen. So,
he
seemed pretty interested. So I talked to Annika, and she got him an invite.
And you're all supposed to meet tonight, apparently.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard if Kalos is going to be there or not, but I know he's joining. And there's a meeting tonight.
Do you know where Kalos is staying?
I'll walk in at that point. It's
like, oh, I forgot. Sorry.
How would we join this group?
We don't want to join.
So, how would we join this group?
Well, you'd have to find a member to sponsor you. I'm not a member yet.
But you know members.
Yeah.
So you can...
I'll mention it the next time I...
Sponsor us.
Well... I really need to talk to my brother. If there's a chance he's going to be meeting you, if there's a chance he's going to be meeting with you tonight, where are you meeting him?
Give me a diplomacy.
Oh.
I got a 26.
I got a 24.
Oh, good job. Diplomacy?
Well.
I got a 27.
I mean, look, we're not looking to cause any trouble. I just want to, if I spot him there, I'll obviously want
to. I don't know where the meeting is. I'm supposed to go up to Tavern Row, and then somebody will be looking for people wearing the ring, and they'll direct you where to go. I'm supposed to go right after dinner tonight.
All right. And so, if Kalos is going to come with you, he if Kallus is going to be around, he might be around then.
He might, or he might just meet me there. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm going to try to be around there just to see if I spot him in the area. I'm not going to... your thing is your thing. Get it cross purposes, if you see him before I do, just let him know I'm looking for him.
Yeah, all right, sure. That's all.
I appreciate that. And I'm sorry to have bothered you today.
All right. So, no armor then?
I already bought my armor back from you guys a little while ago, so I'm good. So
that happens sometimes.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. I got my hands on the guy who sold them. So
yeah, we're full up on armor right now.
We try not to buy. Ever buy anything we know is stolen.
I am not here to pass judgment. I don't care.
Right. Just so much stuff comes up out of.
You've got to make a living now.
Yeah. No.
All
right. No, I will.
Maybe we could try the tavern and see if he's there.
So once they all step out, I'll stay behind a little just to tell him I am a courier, and if he hears that Waterhead needs anything done, I'd be happy to lend my service.
Mm-hmm. Chaos call.
Yes. Well, yeah. When we leave, like, did you recognize? Did any of you else? Did anyone else recognize the ring?
Chaos call.
I seem to remember the symbol on that ring showing up at Pythoness House.
Yes, it's a lie.
I think you should look up the
symbol. Yeah, I'll look it up in the book. After.
I mean, obviously, these people are something.
I don't see the picture on what we can
join.
And I would recommend we at least try to follow him tonight.
We only have the two pages.
And track him to this cult and then take care of business, you know.
You remember the Brotherhood mentioned in the book. And specifically.
Wow, our cult book sucks.
Well, they usually don't come with an index.
I also would probably tell them I'm new to this area, even though I seem like I'm with this group. I'm also looking for adventure. And
check out the entry for Brothers of Venom.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Like the death mantle cult described below, the Brothers of Venom have a taste for death and murder.
Oh,
unlike
lovely.
Those in the death mantle, however, these worshippers of chaos like their death slow and their murders subtle. As their name suggests, they love poisons of all kinds. The Brothers of Venom's symbol is that of a shadowy coiled serpent. They typically allow themselves to be called only the Brotherhood or the Brotherhood of Tallis.
So it's a cover-up cult of an evil chaos cult.
Yep. So I say we try to follow him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't there an inn around here of mages?
The Mages Guild?
There is an inn where mages hang out, yes.
Okay. Well, it looks like your brother was telling the truth and that he's very stupid in trying to get involved with them.
My brother is a classic knack for making dumb choices. I think it should be obvious at this point. Alright, well, let's go hang back and wait for this evening and try to follow this guy.
Don't want
to
stop by the inn?
We can. I don't want to leave this place. I don't want to... I would like someone to be keeping an eye on him pretty much until...
How far away is the inn from this place?
It's in the same area. It's not too far away.
Alright.
Well, I'm not very...
I'll leave my owl.
Alright.
And I want
to
go...
And head off to the mage bar?
Well, I want to go to the tavern he said that he hung out at.
With yeah, that one first.
Okay.
Alright. The Ghost of the Minstrel is a pretty big... It's a tavern in the inn.
We've been there before. Didn't we stay there?
That's yeah, where we mm-hmm.
you've actually stayed there before. It's sort of the most... It's probably one of the more famous inns in Dulver Square. And as such, the prices reflect that. And in fact, you did stay here for several days. This is part of where you spent part of the time with Beric's brother vomiting a lot.
Yeah.
Spent here. But as you recall, your entire tab was actually paid for by the house.
Mm-hmm. Don't we have to pay them back?
Yes.
Yeah.
No worries.
I'm working on that.
And anyone who wants to may make an intelligence check.
Are we adding a level bonus
not.
To this?
Yes.
Okay.
17! 18! I'm not retarded!
I am.
Do you remember that among
yeah, you're plus 5?
Me too! Apparently, I've discovered.
I like minstrels.
I discovered your kneecaps and find them fascinating.
Humans have. You found the god of kneecaps.
Uh huh.
Sorry, you probably wouldn't remember this.
23.
No. Or is it the god of Barak's kneecaps?
Basically, anybody who
got like a kneecap. I want to make them.
Later remembers that among Kallus's many endearing traits is that he likes to date a lot. And apparently...
But I like you.
The god of Barak's kneecaps don't want you coming near Barak's kneecaps.
What is essentially the receptionist there.
I could still have...
One time, and she was not happy to see him again.
I could still have an intelligence roll if there were a lot of fours here, so.
That happens at an inn.
Yeah. Well, and while we're walking, obviously, I'll want to know you're a member of her family and all that, so. Yeah. How long have you known our little Ella?
A long time.
I don't remember much.
Well, I'll look around for the receptionist.
Okay. Yes? Can I help you?
Hi. You may remember us. I know a lot of people come in, but
we
brought
a lot of delvers through here.
Yeah, we're the ones who brought in Kallus.
Oh.
Have you seen him recently hanging around here?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Comes in with a little puppy dog, Iltumar, I think his name is. Iltumar likes to come in and stare at the customers and Kallus likes to come in and stare at me.
Nice.
Anything else in the skirt, really.
So you haven't seen him in a couple of weeks?
Not a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Thank you. If you really want him to go away, nice swift kick to the mommy-daddy button.
Go away. I think he's more persistent than that. Mm-hmm. That might only encourage him.
And as you're saying that, as you recall, he did attempt, even in his sickened state, to make a pass at you once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Then I kicked him in the mommy-daddy button, and he went away. Well, he cried a lot. And then we locked him in the closet.
Well, thank you. I hope you don't have to see him again.
I haven't seen him, but if I do, do you want me to give him a message?
Tell him that his brother is looking for him.
Alright. I'm sorry.
Are you sure you want to tell him back? Because then he might not show up.
Tell him that we're worried about him.
Or there's a job with lots of money for him to make.
There yeah. is?
Tell him his brother Barak needs to talk to him. That's
alright. If I see him, I'll let him know. But I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
Have you seen anyone, I look at her hands.
She no rings.
No rings. Okay. Have you noticed
well, I mean,
any...
she has a ring, but it's not.
Have you noticed any people around wearing strange-looking rings that have a... and I'll describe the...
The cracked.
The cracked square type of thing. Or do you know anyone?
Over there.
Or do you know of a woman who sometimes goes by the name of Anika?
Yeah, that's where they hang out.
I don't think so.
Apparently, this Anika used to run with my brother under a different name, and they did scams.
Or insight that when you tell whether or not she's lying.
Or anybody talking about the what's the group's called? Talus. The Brotherhood of Talus?
Brotherhood of Talus.
Yeah, the Brotherhood of Talus. Anybody chanting about freedom and change?
There's probably always somebody chanting.
You know, I get a lot of delvers in here, right? I know they wear a lot of crazy shit, right?
I don't care about rings. I mean, just any of them say any of that crap.
You know, sometimes delvers say some crazy shit, right?
Specifically.
I mean, sometimes they're possessed. I mean, really possessed.
I mean, he also specifically told us that they don't hang out here.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I got a 6 on insight to see whether or not she's fibbing.
She does not appear to be lying.
Okay.
As far as you can tell, she is telling the truth.
Okay. Six is a pretty high roll, so...
Well, we're going to wait for the evening. I want to pop over to the mage's inn for a quick, like...
Like a bunny?
Pop, pop!
Possibly like a bunny.
Pop, pop! It's funny to watch Tim pop.
No, I'll just hang out there.
Take your word for it.
Look around. See if I see anything interesting. Or boring.
Or anything.
Anything, really.
Funny, isn't somebody stopping me? I go over to the mage's inn.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the bakery and get myself a dumb food cake. Because it's tasty. All
right. As you open the door to the inn where all the mages hang out, you open the door and strange lights and interesting but pleasant smells come filtering out. Little clouds of light come spilling
exploded
on out the door.
Yay.
And you hear... Hey, Frank, cover the bar, will ya? I gotta go downstairs. Alright.
Frank
the mage. Bartender mage.
Well, I'll just kind of look around, see if I recognize any faces.
Okay, well, there are a few people hanging out. Frank, whoever's back behind the bar is actually a winged serpent.
Okay, well, I'll go talk to Frank, because that's awesome. And I got one.
Yes.
Not to be rude, actually, just...
Yeah,
that is awesome. You're like a giant freaking winged snake.
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
I got 17 on Arcana. Do I know what he is?
He's probably not really a giant winged snake.
Were you shapeshifted into that?
I think that's the last pin one I picked, yeah. Kind of hard. Where did my hands go?
You're a winged snake. You don't have hands.
I wonder where all that stuff goes. I mean, really goes?
No.
Yeah.
Good question.
Okay.
I was looking for an enchanter-type individual.
Uh-huh.
Because I have one of these holding up the bloody mask.
Hmm.
And I'd like to make it not look like that. Maybe something slightly scary and demonic, but not like that. Because
yes,
when I put this on and then look at random people, and, and while that's good, usually my friends won't let me wear this because it's made out of human flesh.
So it's actual flesh. I know when you shake it like that, you get blood everywhere. Oh, God, smell it. Snakes taste the air. Oh, blood. I gotta remember how to... Remember how to change back?
I'm not a shapeshifter.
Damn it.
So how do you change? What did you do?
It was a while ago. I don't know. There were three beers and a spell. I got nothing.
So I'd be willing to buy that.
I think that was the idea.
Right. Enchanter mm-hmm. face?
Oh, yeah. You want to talk to the guy in the corner there. I'll give you a token. He'll hook you up with the inverted pyramid. They can fix you up.
I don't really want to buy anything. I just wanted advice. Okay, well, I'll go talk to him. So, out of character real quick, could I use enchant object to modify how this looks?
Sure.
Okay, good. I'll go walk by the enchanting dude and tip my hat and then leave.
Okay.
And go find them. Mostly by just yelling out.
Hey, boys!
Mostly by putting the mask on and... Eric will follow the screen.
Oh my god, he's doing someone's face!
Oh, lost his face!
Now, it would be really creepy.
Actually, you do that in Delver Square, and you're likely to get hit.
Yeah. It'd be really creepy if it changed into the person's face that you were looking at.
What happens if you're looking at two different
just
people?
Just for reference, you do that in Delver Square, you're likely to have someone try and stab you.
Probably. I don't want to get stabbed. So I'll just yell out until I find one of our party members.
Meanwhile, I'm stuffing my face at the bakery.
Hello!
I'll have to move you into the tavern area.
No.
Alright.
Because I can shrink.
So what do you guys
want
to do for the rest of the night?
I plan on waiting around, and I'll ask around about this Anika if I can.
Okay.
But
yeah, streetwise.
Good lord, I do not. Of course,
I do.
I have
money. So
otherwise, I'm gonna be hanging out trying to watch the armorer place.
If you don't mind hiring me for some coinage, I wouldn't mind finding out some information.
Okay.
Do you want to ask?
Actually, how long are we waiting?
You seem rather inconspicuous.
You can have more than an hour.
Fine, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm gonna go find a dark corner and cast enchant magic item because it only takes an hour.
I'm gonna have to approach these people without you realize this.
Okay.
I'm gonna use
your resources.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
How much do you want me to spend on it?
Holler if you need anything.
Changing how it looks.
Well, what would you normally spend? I mean, how does the
that basically all the thing that enchant you can either spend money on the item or you can resize. You can resize armor to fit anybody for free.
Okay. What level is it?
6. Okay. Same level as you just want me to find the price of it and have it? Or?
No, it's 6 level, I would say 30 gold worth of materials, and you can change the way that it looks within reason.
Okay.
I mean, it'll still be a mask. You can't make it into a... You can't make it into a, I don't know...
Which place would you like to choose
first?
Or a hat
or something.
No, I want to do a mask.
And he doesn't want it to be a bleeding human face.
Since I'm new to...
I'm unfortunately... You'd have to ask our fearless leader. She knows.
I'm not with you. I'm at the bakery.
Yeah, she will.
I'm wandering.
You're the one that's tired.
Yeah.
Is there a map? Or not a map, but a battle map kind of...
Yeah.
You're paying me regardless, so...
That is true, I am paying you regardless.
I got a 15 on Streetwise, as I...
Probably a tavern is going to be probably the best place to start, or if you could go down into the Delver's Guild and ask around.
Okay, we'll do that.
I just hang around in the square and kind of keep an eye on that armor shop.
And Callus.
Alright,
do you want a forest?
I would prefer just a plain. Let you roll plus.
So.
No. Let you roll plus.
It's
this.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Let you roll plus this.
Right.
There you go.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, so we go to Delver. Beric and I go to Delver Square. He's hired me to look around, and he's not like with me, but he's come hanging around.
Okay.
And I'm asking around to see if anyone knows anything. And I got a 24 Streetwise. Just asking about the whole
search motor
brotherhood and the different names I've mentioned.
Yeah, I think it'd be
I'm not asking about the brotherhood. I'm just asking about the
little
blank
here.
Seeing if anybody has any courier jobs available.
Annika's real name, she goes by Annika... Tersil.
Eric, we have a second Mac over here.
Cool. Thanks. Her real name is Tora Whistlewass. She's not very well liked among the people that you talk to.
Okay.
She's pretty, but like. She's pretty, but everyone you talk to who knows her knows to stay away from her. They've heard that she's been hanging around with the poor schmuck from the Bull and Bear. And the general consensus is that it will not end well for him. Because she is generally involved, wherever she's involved, she's never involved in anything illegal.
Okay.
You go around asking about the Brotherhood.
Was the other names that I had listened to them.
Okay.
Mentioned.
You also find out about Annika. Find out that she tends to hang out with a couple of other guys. One goes by the name of Jamil Roshama.
Mm-hmm.
He has, he just looks like trouble. He's got long dark hair, scars and very strange tattoos,
okay.
And has the look of a shibble user. Shibble users tend to look like they're exhausted all the time, and the really bad ones have dark stains on their fingers.
Tim?
Like the blacksmith?
No, the blacksmith just looked like he hadn't slept in a while. The look that a shibble user has is like that, but more hopeless.
Skankier. Okay, gotcha.
There's another guy that she tends to hang out with who calls himself Scaris Knoll. He's tall and heavy set. He seems to be involved. He has dark hair and a dark beard. He seems to be involved with Brotherhood in some way. He seems to be a little bit higher up in the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
At least higher up than Jamil is.
Put my foot in. Already?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I'll just let him run around for a little while.
Can I roll perception and see if they're lying to me about anything? Or if they're trying to hide something?
Do.
It's insight.
Can do insight.
Okay. Wow, I did pretty good. 20.
Well, I get the feeling this person probably isn't telling you everything that they know. But what they are telling you is probably true.
Okay.
I send it to you, but it's that.
Alrighty then. And I'm perfectly fine.
With a bloody tear in one eye.
Okay.
Nice.
Eye. Under one eye. That's horrifying.
It's a lot less creepy.
I don't know. I think I would be fairly creeped out.
By a Guy Fox mask?
Yeah, it's so soulless, right. And...
we're going to take a 5-minute break while I run upstairs and then draw up the map for the next section.
Memory on it for pictures, doesn't it?
All right. Mm-hmm. So you guys eventually head back to the temple. Or do you head back to the temple?
Sure. We never had any intention of heading back to the temple, but since we had our draw map, I guess we are.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
We were going to wait for the
evening? That's yeah. Correct. We can do that too. Sadly, I'll have to erase what the lovely thing
no,
I was kind of wondering why you'd draw the thing, but okay.
Can you flip it over and use the other side?
It's a hex map.
No, we can head back to the temple if that's easier.
No, that's fine. It'll be fine, too. It'll actually just be out in the streets. That'll be perfectly fine, too. The bad guys are flexible like that.
I was like, I'm gonna kill you here, or there, don't care.
Okay.
After I was done asking my questions.
And eating your cake.
And eating my cake. I actually had them, you know, give me some to-go cake after I was done stuffing my face.
Cake. Okay. You actually had met somebody who's willing to set you up to meet some members of the Brotherhood if you want.
Okay.
They give you an address and tell you to be there in 2 hours.
Okay.
I look for my tall, handsome human. Tall, handsome human!
Do I know what their names are?
he just told you that they will meet, you will meet with a representative.
I guess I guess my character does have a charisma of 17, so...
Well, I've always had a thing for you. I mean, I slept at the bottom of your bed for God knows how long. Don't you remember?
That was weird.
He's blocked it from his mind.
You wake up and he's thought he was
dragon. I thought you were dragonborn.
Hmm?
No. That was in the other game.
Most of us are human except for, I think, those two.
Yeah.
This is the all-human game.
We're just not sure about Tim.
Well, anymore, yeah. He's human at one point.
Mostly human.
Mostly human. He's
only mostly human.
It's like, yes, you drugged me.
Well, she comes back and says she set up a meeting with him. I'll get the word out to everybody.
Hello, my handsome human.
I will stealthily...
No, you.
I will stealthily go back and...
I'm not yours. Now,
Yes, you are. I give you a hug.
I'll creep out of the alley with my new mask.
Give a hint or an idea as to make contact.
Is that better?
What does it look like?
Aww. Looks like a Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that? Guy Fawkes. It's the.
Have you horribly disfigured your face since we last talked to you?
Remember the 5th of
Vendetta.
Remember the 5th of September. It is 5th of September, or is it November?
Remember the 5th of November.
It's November.
Yes, remember. The gunpowder treason and plot.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool movie.
I assume that I have some sort of cultural knowledge, and that's not the case.
Yeah, but see, it's V for Vendetta.
The mask
the guy wears. Okay. V for Vendetta is a guy
doll mask.
That's what he says. Is remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. It's a rhyme about Guy Fawkes.
Okay,
there's an actual holiday in Britain, Guy Fawkes Day. It has something to do with a plot to blow up the Parliament.
Yeah, he's going to blow the Parliament up.
Oh, okay, I know about that.
You still want to see the picture?
No, I know what it looks like. Okay. I haven't seen V for Vendetta, but I've seen the guy.
I've seen parts of it.
I liked it.
I did too.
It's a good movie.
It was a very interesting comment on society.
Is it better than human skin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, now people will just think you're a doll man.
Sweet!
Doll man.
I left the flame nice.
Sweet!
Okay. Toad.
Cold.
Great, now he'll be muffled. That's awesome. We can barely hear him now.
I left enough room so I can talk normal.
Okay. No, you didn't.
Or the mouth moves
like,
with it.
It's sort of like, sort of like those children's masks, the little slit right here.
Since it's a magical device, the bottom part moves.
It's going to make it hard for him to cast if he can't.
Yeah.
Is he doing a Moxie?
He's puppet master now.
Yes.
So, yeah, we do our thing.
Okay. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to follow, what's the plan?
Go back to the temple.
I didn't erase it. It's down there.
Yeah, we got another map.
We're going to go become merchants.
Yes.
Now, if you come back T-shirt and tell merchants. Us about setting up a meeting, when is that going to be? Is that meeting at the same time?
No, it's actually earlier.
I'm not directly telling you.
Okay.
I'm coming to you and... Well, indirectly letting you know there's something going on.
I'm going to share...
What do you mean with something? Something going on.
I would say something like, follow me, or...
Okay. I will follow you.
So it's not obvious to other people that I'm with the party yet.
Okay.
I'm going to share
Do we need the others?
No, just you.
No, it's okay.
You're big enough.
Do you have the box?
No.
No, the box is at home.
We might need you, and other people might come along then. We don't have the box.
I'm going to share with the rest of the group after we get the rest of the group what I learned about Anika.
Yeah, we should meet up with her before we go do anything. So
that I learned.
So we can pool our information we found.
Yes, that I learned that her real name is Tora Whistlelost, or Whistleloss, and that she's not very well liked. She's pretty, but she's bad news.
Imagine that. A woman that's bad news in my brother's life.
And that pretty much everyone is pretty much is pretty aware that that things aren't going to end well for Schmuck Boy at the armory.
Yeah, I'd like to not have him die. Would be nice.
Yeah, but I'd like him not to be a sacrifice to the Brotherhood of Talos.
And she's a crook. Pretty much everything that she's got her hands in is illegal.
And Tim, you have a nice new face.
Yes. We prefer that to the bloody, because frankly.
It's a lot less
good. The laundress has really been complaining about the bloodstains on your clothes.
Yeah, that's not from the mat.
You don't need to say these things, please.
So creeped out right now.
All right. And did you find out anything?
Yeah, I'll come over with some stout or something and sit down and let everybody know.
Yeah, we know that these people don't hang out much at the Ghost of the Minstrel, so we can all meet there and
right.
You know, get a drink. And
right. Apparently, Jamil Rashama hangs out with Anika. He's part of the Brotherhood and a shovel user, apparently. Yeah. A heavy one. And then there's Scaris Null, and he's involved also with the Brotherhood, but he is a higher hierarchy than Jamil is, so. And there's a meeting a couple hours to get me set up.
Excellent. Well, we should go to that.
You all would like to follow.
I think.
And it's a meeting for you?
Can you bring the box? Yes, it is.
The box is back at the temple. I'm not going to go back.
We should go back to the temple.
I'm going to go back to the temple and get the box.
I think
Eric's like, I hate all of you so much.
To be ambushed because there have been people walking all around Delver Square today. Asking about the Brotherhood, and I'm sure they know about that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that they
and are not very happy with us.
Trap. I'm singing the trap song.
There's a battle map on the table, so your trap sense is tingling. Yeah, my ambush sense goes off. All right, well let's finish up here, and then let's go to this meeting. I'm assuming you want to go. Apart from us,
yes,
and we'll hide in the all concealing shadows.
Stealth, yes, to go.
Rock yes, on. use those stealthiness you have, Eric.
I'm gonna take a leaf and go.
It's a plus three. Right, it's a positive modifier.
He pulls a whole tree out.
It's a plus three leaf blower and stuff.
Exactly.
How is this even? I'm not even gonna ask.
Okay, so the GM is loading. Apparently.
Why do I speak giant?
I don't know. Why do you?
I don't know.
I still think there's something wrong.
No, I only work here.
It was on your character sheet.
All right, you guys head over. You start heading out to the address that you were given, and you're walking through in the town.
I do not walk with everybody else.
I don't either.
I am stealthy like the ninja.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a stealth roll.
Yeah, we have to split up, or else we look like a cadet with you.
Stealth. Woo! I got a 24 for stealth.
I think it's funny. I got a 16 for stealth.
I got a 30.
Woo!
She vanishes. she slips into the moments between blinks.
25.
All right. You don't give a damn, do you?
Stealth.
Him and his bathroom.
We're walking together with tankards of ale and singing. Trying to be in
inconspicuous in our conspicuousness.
We are totally drunk, drunk.
We're perfect targets.
Their idea of stealth is more like being obvious.
Well, it'll distract them from you guys.
Well, we don't need
How's
to be distracted
that?
From. We're stealthy.
I like flying across rooftops like Batman.
You are Batman.
Yes.
I am the knight.
It's true.
I am the knight.
It's true. I am the knight.
It's true. I am the knight.
It's true. I am the knight.
I wonder if that's still online anywhere.
I don't think it is, but that was funny.
It's true. I am the knight.
But it's true. I am the knight.
It's okay. Did you see the Calvin and Hobbes one that they did? It's really funny. Got me a real tiger.
Right,
sure. And he ends up killing his parents. It's very funny.
Why don't you give me the one of the woman of questionable dress?
That would be me. There.
Right.
Prior to my knowledge, let me say it again.
Okay.
This is kind of
right. This is basically you think about where you're supposed to meet someone. And she's just kind of hanging out there.
And it is her. She's hanging out there. Is it some just other random
chick? No, some other random
some
woman.
Other
okay.
random
some
chick.
Other random
woman. Some random scantily clothed.
Sorry,
bikini.
I thought you weren't using a woman of questionable
clothes. No, that's me.
Oh, it is you?
Right. Yeah, do you, want the, do you want the one that doesn't look like a random clothing? The one that is.
Or the old Gwen.
Or I could use the old Gwen.
We okay, also sure, have, we'll use the old Gwen.
It's Gwen!
It's Gwen! How's the skull?
She's communing with the skull. She has the skull in her hand, talking to it.
So you kind of get over there, and there's somebody. It looks like a barrack woman who's just sort of pacing around in front of this door. And she's
well, we're
conspicuous by the basically being the only person around there, and she seems to be muttering to herself. So you guys come marching down the middle of the road.
No, we're stealthy.
The two of us are being fairly, you know, we're.
We totally
walking down there with
the
tankards
and tiger
and
playing in the background.
It's the.
I mean, if you want to, I'm fine with it. I was like, arms around, you know, it's like, right, and
well,
singing some sort
out.
Of a say some sort of a drinking song.
Dash, are you being naughty?
Dash,
where do you guys want to be? Right there.
Sure.
Is that the middle of the road, or are we inside a building?
I think that's the middle of the road.
I'm back here.
Are you stealthy?
No.
Like the ninja?
Well, no.
Oh, you're getting.
I'm stealthy, and someone will have to put me somewhere that's. Because I'm supposed to be meeting somewhere up there.
Yes, where's Tim?
Somewhere up there.
Tim is back here.
Tim is trying to pretend that he's going to sneak up behind you guys who are drunk and club you and steal your crap.
Everyone make a perception.
We're walking, show me the way to
you
go.
You keep saying make.
I'm tired of the world. I had a little drink about an hour ago.
Sweet. I got a
23. I got a 13.
33.
12.
26.
Ooh, look at you! Okay. Look at the high roll on you!
Look at the big brain on bread.
You're a smart motherfucker, aren't you?
Alright, those of you who got higher than a 30.
Higher than a 30? What the fuck?
Actually, those of you who got, a 26? Yes.
26.
Those of you who got higher than a 25. You kind of see these guys kind of... over here.
So is that like an empty lot kind of thing?
Yeah.
I'm confused by your drawing.
I'm confused by it as well.
Street.
Empty lot.
Sidewalk. Building. Empty lot. Building.
So am I on a building or where am I at? I don't understand.
You're on the
sidewalk right in front of me.
You're currently standing in the gutter.
I didn't think you wanted to be too close to her.
No, I don't.
You're currently standing in the gutter.
I'm whispering in her ear.
Where the mind goes.
I don't great, and dead things. Yay, dead things.
They're creepy people.
But they look like dead things.
Well,
gonna be
use your imagination. I know you have one.
No, I don't.
It's happened before.
No, it hasn't.
What?
And you kind of see someone working down there. So that's what you guys all see. Well, that's what the people who got a higher than 25 on their perception rolls all see. Everybody else sees nothing.
How does a 23 not get you something out of that?
Because they're all really, really stealthy.
Stealthier than us.
Except for me.
Yes.
Except for me, yeah.
Oh,
we got the same thing.
I was pretty
I'm concentrated
stealthy.
On that one person.
So I need to know where the stealthy people are.
I'm directly across from her.
Okay, so you're
her.
Not actually trying to be all that stealthy.
No, apparently
you
not.
Should have a barrel that's slowly moving forward.
Okay.
How is that
I've
weird?
Got a hedge.
Yeah, you got this
ninja.
Hedge. I had a
hedge.
26 for my stealth roll. Okay.
Postal box from the art of not being seen.
I'll be over on like this.
But
other...
don't do that in Russia.
Oh no! I'll be up on like this roof or something.
Doing one of those skits where somebody hides in there.
On the other side across where everybody else is.
Mail in there, like a
no,
spit it out.
No, like up
and
here.
And he again, he got madder and madder, and then he took out a gunshot. The guy did not survive. Inside.
Dash, get down!
Oh, you dumbass cat.
Dumbass, you can't catch me.
Alright.
I like rafters! And Legos!
Okay, so you kind of get up closer to this Varicoman who's pacing back and forth, and you can finally hear her. It's like, oh god, I hope they all get here. I hope they all get here. Are they gonna get here? When are they gonna get here? I really need to get here. Jesus.
Get
back. So she's just kind of, and she doesn't actually seem to have, because you are trying to be stealthy.
See me at all?
Well, you said you were trying to be stealthy, right?
Well, kind of, yes, but I didn't think I was doing a very good job, so.
Well, what was your stealth roll?
13.
Yeah, so she's back and forth. Oh, man.
You just grabbed
my perception was 13, but my stealth was 30.
Oh,
I got a 26.
I'm so busy hiding that I don't see all the other people hiding.
You're like, this is such a great hiding place right here.
What you've got is you're both hiding and you're like, you have two people that are hiding in each other's shadows without realizing it. This is such a great place. I don't know where this pole came from, but it's awesome. Yeah, man, this is so cool. What the fuck?
Fucking pole!
I'll just slowly walk up to her and just show her. Mention that someone told me to meet
here. You're here. You're here. Are they all here?
All of who?
Are they all here? Are they all here?
All of who? I was.
What? Like, are they all here? Bring them out. They want to meet the guys, right? Bring them out.
Who are you talking about?
You wanted to meet the Brotherhood, right?
I do, yes.
Right, so bring them out. Bring everybody out.
Bring the Brotherhood out?
No, bring all your friends. Your friends wanted me too. Everybody.
I don't have any friends.
I'm
new.
I have to have everybody. Everybody or they don't get paid. Come on, everybody. Everybody needs to be out.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
She went solo when she was asking around, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, all of you have to be here. I don't get paid. All of you, I need all of you.
Well, I understand the payment part, but I don't understand what you're talking about, so.
I need this so bad.
We can wait here all day, and I'll know anything more. I'll start glancing around a little bit to see if there's something that I didn't see before.
No, Scott, did you see those guys?
No.
It's getting very hot behind you as I prep a fireball in my hand.
At which point...
I'll nudge you. Let's go over shadows of that building ahead of us.
Of course.
So I'll try to point out to... Sarek.
All right. At which point, a lot of things happen at once, and
perception or initiative?
Yeah, we're gonna have to go to initiative. Because this woman comes striding out of the shadows. And she jumps again. At which point, kind of everything starts to move. So, I need initiative rolls for everyone.
Ella. 15.
At least I'm not last. I thought I might be.
No.
Even.
31. 31.
Wow. Jesus. What's your plus?
It's plus 9, but I have battle awareness. Ah. After I roll my initiative, I can add 10 once a day.
Gaia.
22.
223.
Wow, she really gets to go first.
Tim.
17.
Do I have that too? No, that's already on there, right?
Sky.
28.
And she didn't roll well.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And finally, Sarah.
16.
You can get in a crowd of people, so you should have some powers that can just smear the...
Alright. Well,
not really at this point.
You're actually the first one who gets hacked.
What are those guys doing?
It looks like they're getting ready to run it.
I'll look over my shoulder at Tim.
The white skeleton right there.
Tim's holding a fireball.
Is stealthily dropping this weighted chain down both arms.
Who is?
The white skeleton.
The white skeleton over there. Is kind of stealthily, looks like he's dropping this weighted chain, weighted spike chain.
So it's an actual skeleton?
No.
I was going to say. I was like,
the mini,
the
mini that looks like a skeleton is a guy who has
apparently a creepy
a heavy cloak and is dropping this weighted chain down both arms. The ones who look like undead with swords there.
Other skeletons.
They have blades drawn. Actually, they have very large blades drawn, and are essentially kind of keeping it ready, and look like they're actually about to move.
What kind of action is drawing your weapon?
Minor, I believe.
Minor?
Yeah, unless you have.
Quick draw.
Which also gives you initiative bonus, I believe. Mm-hmm. If you draw your weapon.
This woman walking out actually has, if you look down at her hands, she has, and it takes you a second to kind of see, but she's got punching daggers.
Mm-hmm.
That she has one for each hand. And she comes striding out of the globe. And the four guys down here are most evidently the worst hidden. They basically look like somebody sort of told them to stand there and not be seen. And it looks like they're kind of futzing with long swords. But it looks like the guy with the chain is definitely looking like he's going to start something, because it looks like he noticed you went to point him out and you tried to do it very subtly, and it looks like he caught that. And it looks like he's about to do something about it.
How many healing surges?
Oh, I have
13
of them. I keep track. I can keep track down here. Don't worry.
How about you?
9.
Did the ogre wander over?
Yes. What?
9.
All right. Well, I draw a weapon and move my 5 up to the dude over there, and I'm going to hose on him.
So, did this dude?
To the skeleton that's taking out the random crap.
14.
I need 8.
Okay, well.
Alright, so you move up for two.
Yep.
Alright. Go ahead and hold a hit.
And I can't trigger that because I don't have the action to do it. Oh, that's probably not going to hit. That's a mighty 15 versus AC.
You said 14, right?
Yeah. A whole ton. That does not hit it.
Yeah.
I go ahead and mark him anyway. So.
Okay.
Do I notice Barrett running into the shadow and attacking somebody?
Yes, you notice
Barrett. And as I run, I, you know...
Yes, Barrett basically drops... Well, do you drop the beer or not?
Well, yeah, I drop the beer.
Okay. Barrett lets the beer fall, and everyone cries a little bit. And... kind of looks and just charges, draws, and attempts to chop at something that you would swear wasn't there a second ago. And then, like, she chops, and it's not where he chopped at, but you notice, like, something stepped to one side. And then Warrior gets to go.
Bark.
She steps out of the shadows and says,
"Booga booga."
Thank you, Katya. You've done well.
Stab.
Catch us later. We'll settle up. After I'm done dealing with the people who are curious about the Brotherhood. That's not healthy, you know. And she attacks you.
So Katya runs away, I take it?
Katya is like, oh my shit. She's terrified. And this woman walks up, moves up to you.
Oh, good.
So I'm assuming that this one is gone. Yes?
Wait, on her turn.
She's still there. She's right now peeing herself. And wanting to not be there, like, a lot.
We're not dead yet.
What?
We're not dead yet.
Does a 22 nope. hit your armor class?
Yeah.
Okay, you get hit twice.
Oh. Okay.
She goes after you with both punching daggers.
Okay.
You take a total of 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Got her!
At that point, I'm going to do a quickling dodge.
Okay. Which does what?
It immediately interrupts, and I add +3 to my AC and reflex defense till the end of my next turn.
And what is that from your AC?
24.
Okay. You still get hit once because she rolled a 22 and a 26.
Okay.
So instead of taking 8 points of damage, you actually only take 4 points. And you are up.
Okay.
Stab her, or do whatever you do with
her.
Hit her with her axe.
Exterminate.
Exterminate.
No. Well, I can move.
Kaya, you're on deck.
Okay. I will try to figure out what my abilities are.
Yeah.
That would be good.
It
gives her.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Is this a new class that you're doing, or
she's got back steps?
Yeah, that's
so she's
got
increased. Oh, okay. She's got combat.
I didn't have it until she got right when we started.
Had advantage. Okay.
Right.
So right now she sees you, so that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Your speed's... Where are you?
Oh, look over here. My speed is 6. And I'm on a rooftop, so...
Yeah. You could...
It's probably only one story. So you're probably talking about...
Target moves away from you a number of squares.
10, maybe 15. Probably...
And this, the target still has to move away.
I have slow fall. Yeah, it reduces falling damage if I do an acrobatics check, but... This turn I might just have to get off the building.
Yeah, I can do
that
one.
Yeah.
So Isaac could jump off the building onto that dude.
And gain combat advantage against the attack.
If you know he's there.
Yeah, I don't know that he's there.
Yes.
That one. Okay.
I wonder if you... Could she do another perception check? Because if there's a guy over... If there's a guy over there, could she see...
Since now I'm aware that there were people hiding.
That's not bad.
I got 27.
So
27.
Okay. So as soon as they got hit,
you
said
like, there are a lot of guys.
But that is good.
Why?
Definitely. Because you remember Scott playing the road. Well,
that's a cool name. What's it doing?
You were still popping around. Got to do pieces.
Okay.
Nothing good.
But still, I would hurt her with something.
Basically, every enemy around you.
Yeah.
I'd save that.
Well,
it's not willpower, so.
Oh, it's not willpower.
It can move 2 squares before the attack.
It only does 1d8, but my damage modifier damage, so.
That's going to do more damage.
Weapons, it's a crossbow, 1d6 plus 2. Short sword is 1d6, so.
They
have crossbow,
so I can do that.
Or you could agile footwork.
That's only shifting me, though. That's not.
But that still gets you away, so you could use the crossbows.
Yeah, because
that still gets me.
Yeah, that would. You could still, because you could use.
Cause she ended her turn next to you, which she did.
Yeah.
So you could shift away and then shoot her.
With the death strike.
With the death strike. Okay.
And actually, Death Strike would allow you to move farther, doesn't it? Or does it select floor?
2 squares before the attack.
So you could actually use.
So I could move 5.
I guess you could
5.
Agile foot. Mm. I think it's an account attack. Well, that's an immediate reaction. How does that work? Immediate reaction.
It's an immediate reaction. What's the trigger?
It should say on there. Trigger.
Well, yeah, ending ends its turn. We know that.
Yeah, and ending ends its turn against adjacent to you.
Then you immediately, as an immediate reaction, you can do that power.
Yeah.
You can do whatever
that is.
Since
she used
Quickling
Dodge,
so it's a reaction. You can't use the other one.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, if you've already used the Quickling Dodge,
so instead, Death Strike, move away and shoot with a crossbow.
Okay, so I move 2 squares from her and I shoot.
Which way do you
want
to go?
Crossbow.
Straight back.
Move me back towards. Yeah, that's good. Then I'll try to shoot her.
Okay. Roll.
Death striking.
Which is.
I took one and marked him.
Right. Yeah. I already have it in
my
hand.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah,
because I thought I heard you say that you marked him.
Yes,
so well, it's a d20.
Well,
plus
d20 plus.
Plus 8.
Right.
Ooh.
Whoops.
And the rolling begins well.
AC 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to get.
Apparently forgot how to load my hand crossbow.
You're like, click!
Boing.
Oh, man!
Aww.
As it glances off of your cheek.
Boing.
Brought the Nerf crossbow today.
Damn it.
Son of a bitch.
It's better in the get smart.
Yeah. Alright, is that it for you?
I think that will do it.
Alright.
Maybe.
Kaya, you're up.
Okay.
Tim, you're on deck.
Crane's Wing says the effect is you make an athletics check to jump with a plus 5 power bonus. You are considered to have a running start, and the distance you jump isn't limited by your speed. Mm-hmm. So, could I jump off the building into the middle of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were on the building as opposed to in the building?
Yeah, she's on the building.
She's on the building.
She's on the rooftop.
Just, yeah.
She does the best.
Yes, yes, she should do
that. You also even have slow fall, so.
No.
15.
Plus 3.
16. Yeah, I got a 20 for my athletics check to jump into the middle of them.
Okay.
But essentially, I, like, jump off and, like, kick one of them in the chest.
Where are you? I mean, where do you land?
I'm gonna land in there.
You can move her around.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier for me to get to from this side. And you're closer to the other ones.
And then I attack. This is fortitude.
Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
What? Okay. Was
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Climb, jump, there we go. Daily athletics check.
When did I get that?
you can move up to...
We picked up a lot of chaos weapons from the stuff at the end when Ethan was playing last time, so that may be when you got that.
I have something called the Cloak of the Surgeon.
Oh, the power...
My athletics check was 20.
Okay. You're so funny.
It just says the distance of the jump isn't limited by your speed.
Your cat always to eat in the tiki hut.
Oh,
it's an orc hut.
Tiki, tiki.
Tiki dolls will come out and kill you.
It's an orc hut.
The jump can move you 4 squares.
Okay.
That particular jump.
Well, then I will jump down next to this dude and kick him instead.
Okay. That's another chain fighter.
Come on. I said, no, I don't want you.
Get your nut.
Get down! Get down, bad cat!
He's going in the castle fortress.
Well, I smack him real hard.
Okay.
The 29.
Alright.
Hey. Bye. And.
He's eating it.
That does.
My fortress of solitude! You cannot take it!
Oh god! I'm like, what the hell?
That does 14 damage.
Come on,
and I push him back 1 square.
Get out!
Out, out, out!
Get out of the Fortress of Solitude!
Good.
Yeah, I'm trying to go into his Fortress of Solitude.
He's trying to eat the orc.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse Than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control. Deep.